Well, good morning, brothers and sisters. So grateful that we get to gather like this on the Lord's Day. Let me begin with a story. There were two sisters by the name of Martha and Jenny. And they were playing together with when 8-year-old Martha insisted that they play school.
他们两位呢在一起玩，其中八岁的这个Martha呢就建议说他们来办学校的游戏。
And then the 5-year-old Jenny wasn't the least bit interested in thinking about school.
5岁的Jenny呢对学校呢一点都不感兴趣。
However, Martha wouldn't take no for an answer.
但是呢Martha呢坚持要玩这个游戏。
And finally, little Jenny conceded and said, okay, I'll play school.
最后呢，Jenny呢只好说，好吧，那就玩吧。
And then Jenny then told Martha, mark me absent.
但是呢，Jenny就告诉她说，你就算我缺席吧。
Not sure if this will work, but it's okay. Unfortunately, that is the attitude that many have towards church attendance. Mark me absent.
很遗憾的，很多人对来教会、出席教会的聚会呢，也是这个态度，就是算我缺席吧。
Now they may not say it with their words, but they will surely say it with their feet.
他们也许不会这样讲，但是呢，他们会用行动这样表示出来。
And according to the Pew Research Center, it's reported that church attendance has seen a significant decline in Canada over the decades.
根据一项统计呢，在过去几十年当中，加拿大教会出席的这个出席率呢是大幅度的下降。
And this is especially true of younger generations.
特别是在年轻人当中，这个就尤为突出。
And regardless of the grim report, I'm actually very grateful to see all of you.
虽然这个报告呢令人很沮丧，但是呢我很高兴看见大家都在这里。
And if you're tuning in online via live stream, or if you're watching this live stream later, then I'm very grateful that you are here.
如果你在网上，或者是现在现场的听，或者是过后听，我都感谢你们在这里。
Now I don't know what your attitude is toward church.
我不知道你们对教会的态度是什么样子的。
I don't know what is your understanding of church.
我不知道你们对教会的理解是什么样子的。
But this message will be an opportunity to grow in our knowledge of this institution that we call church.
今天的信息呢，就会帮助到大家来认识这个我们叫做教会的这一个机构。
And specifically, we're going to answer this question, why gather for corporate worship?
很具体的，我们就是要来回答这样一个问题，就是我们为什么要参加集体的敬拜。
So maybe you came to church this morning because you heard we're having a barbecue for lunch.
今天你来到教会，也许你听说今天中午我们有一个烧烤中餐。
And thankfully you took the bait so that you can hear from God's word.
很感谢你受这个barbecue的吸引，但是呢你听到了神的话语。
And so, you know, at the combined service, I've been focusing on the theme of priority whenever I preach.
在我们联合崇拜当中呢，我一直都
You see, church gathering has to be a priority for believers in the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们神的信神的人来教会参加聚会应该是我们的优先的选择。
A couple of years ago, I have addressed the importance and significance of gathering for church in the English service.
几年以前呢，我已经在英文堂讲过来参加聚会的重要性。
And so this may be a reminder for some of you.
所以呢，对你们当中一些人呢，这一次的今天的讲道呢，是一个提醒，一个再次的提醒。
Others of you may need a correction because you might have an unbiblical view of the church.
你们当中的另外一些人呢，也许对教会聚会有一个不符合圣经的看法。
And you may need a reminder because you may have bad habits, or you may have been slacking in the spiritual discipline of church and worship.
你们当中一些人呢，也许对教会聚会敬拜的这样一些事情呢有所懈怠，那么你们就需要被提醒和纠正。
Therefore, instruction and teaching from God's word would be profitable in helping us become more spiritually mature.
所以呢，我们用神的话语来教导，对我们属灵里面成长成熟是有益的。
And so I have a simple big idea for us in this message.
我今天的信息呢，就是有一个很简单的中心思想、中心信息。
Gathering for corporate worship as a church must be our priority.
教会聚会聚集在一起的敬拜必须是我们的优先选择。
And so I'm going to ask this question.
我想要问大家一个问题。
What is the basis of our authority in knowing church and corporate worship?
我们对教会和集体敬拜的认识是基于什么？
You see, at the very foundational level, we need to come to the Bible's teaching of the church gathering and corporate worship.
最根本的，我们要回到圣经来看，圣经是怎么教导教会的聚会和集体的敬拜的。
You see, because the Bible is our authoritative and inerrant word of God.
因为圣经呢是神无伪的无误的权威的话语。
God has given us a sufficient teaching on the church in His Word.
在神的话语里面，神给了我们充足的教导，是就是关于教会的。
Second Timothy chapter 3 verses 16 to 17 says this: All Scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness.That the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work.
在提摩太后书三章十六到十七节是这样说：圣经都是神所默示的，于教训、督责、使人归正、教导人学义，都是有益的，叫属神的人得以完全，预备行各样的善事。
You see, if we do not submit to God's word,
如果我们不顺服神的教导。
And if we rely on our own wisdom and even our own experience,
如果我们依靠我们自己的智慧和经验,
we are bound to have an unbiblical and wrong understanding of the church.
那我们对教会的认识一定是不符合圣经的教导的。
Now, at the very basic level, we should ask ourselves, who is the church?
让我们来问一个最基本的问题，就是谁是教会?
The question is not what is the church?
这个问题并不是说什么是教会
，but it's who is the church，
而是说谁是教会。
See, many people come to understand church as a building.
很多人呢觉得教会呢就是指一个建筑物。
The Bible does not describe church as a building.
圣经呢却没有这样描述过教会。
You know, while the sign outside this building indicates that this is Oak Ridge Baptist Church，
虽然在我们这个外面建筑物外面的标牌上呢是说。这里是浸信会兴旺爱堂。
See, but the facility itself is a designated location for God's people to come together.
这个建筑物呢是一个神的子民聚会的一个地方。
In other words, the building is a tool by which we gather with Christians.
用别的话讲，那就是这个地方，这个建筑呢，只是一个聚会的一个场所。
And so let's ask this question again. Who is the church?
那谁是教会呢?
Now, in case you do not know, the New Testament was originally written in the Greek language.
如果你不知道的话呢，让我告诉你，新约圣经呢，是用希腊文写成的。
It was not written in English or in Chinese.
不是用英文或者是中文写成的。
Now, the English word for church comes from the Greek word ekklesia.
英文的翻译教会这个词呢是来自希腊语 ekklesia。
Ekklesia can also be translated as an assembly, a gathering, or a congregation.
这个希腊的词汇呢可以翻译成聚会、聚集、会众的意思。
And so by definition, the church is simply the gathering of the redeemed people of God.
所以简单的说呢，教会的定义呢应该是被赎的神的子民的聚会。
So you are the church.
所以呢，你们就是教会。
You are the church in this local body of Christ at Oak Ridge Baptist Church.
你们就是在这个地方的教会。
And if God has saved you through our Lord Jesus Christ and you're gathering with His people, you are the church.
如果你是神被赎的子民，而且你在这里与其他的信徒一起来聚会的话，你就是教会。
It's not so much about going to church.
并不是说我们去教会。
It's about being the church.
而是说我们就是教会。
And the way we can be the church is by gathering physically together.
我们是教会的方式呢，就是我们聚集在一起。
See, the clear biblical teaching and practice of being the church is that Christians are to assemble with the family of God.
所以呢，圣经清楚的教导呢，就是基督徒呢需要和弟兄姊妹一起的聚集在这里。
And so we gather together for corporate worship.
所以呢，我们聚集在这里，集体的来敬拜。
But have you ever asked yourself this question?
你有没有问过自己一个问题？
Why do Christians gather together on Sundays?
为什么基督徒是在周日来聚会呢？
Well, it's because Sunday is the Lord's Day.
因为周日呢是主的日子。
See, Sunday was a unique day where Jesus rose from the dead.
主耶稣呢，就是在周日这一天呢，从死里复活的。
And since that time, historically, Christians have gathered together on the first day of the week, which is Sunday, to celebrate Jesus' victory over sin and death.
从那时起呢，从历史以来呢，基督徒呢都在每一周的第一天聚集在一起，来庆祝主耶稣从战胜了罪和死亡。
Now, we don't minimize other gatherings throughout the week.
我们并没有认为周间的其他聚会不重要。
Such as Bible study groups or prayer meetings.
包括查经聚会啊，祷告聚会。
But the experience is not the same as corporate worship on a Sunday.
但是那些聚会的经验感觉呢，跟集体的敬拜是不一样的。
Now, in his book called Habits of Grace,David Mathis said this about corporate worship.
David Mathis 这个人呢，他写了一本书叫做《蒙恩的习惯》，他这样讲到，他论及集体的敬拜呢，他就谈到了许多。
And I quote, "Corporate worship is the single most important means of grace and our greatest weapon in the fight for joy, because like no other means."Corporate worship combines all three principles of God's ongoing grace, His word, prayer, and fellowship.
他在书里面这样讲，集体敬拜是最重要的蒙恩之道，也是我们为喜乐而战的有力武器。集体敬拜同时包含了神施恩的三个途径，道、祷告和团契，这是其他任何方式无法与之相比的。
It is corporate worship with its preaching and ordinances and collective praises, confessions, petitions, and thanksgivings, which most acutely brings together the gifts of God's voice, His ear and His body.
集体敬拜包含讲道、圣礼、共同赞美、认罪、祈求和感恩，这一切将道、祷告、团契完全的融为了一体。
And so God uses corporate worship as a means of growing in our holiness.
所以呢，神呢使用这个集体敬拜来使我们成圣。
We come together corporately to worship our God through singing, through prayer, and a response to the preaching of God's word.
我们聚集在一起，通过唱诗、祷告和对神话语的回应，我们来一起的来敬拜他。
And so not only that, but we come together for each other as the body of Christ.
而且我们聚集在一起也是为了彼此。
And so next question we've got to ask ourselves is this, why should Christians gather for corporate worship?
我下一个问题呢，就是说为什么基督徒应该聚集一起来敬拜？
And the simple answer is this.
最简单的回答是
God instructs his people to do it.
神要求他的子民如此行。
Therefore, we are to obey him.
所以呢，我们要来顺服他。
You see, Hebrews chapter 10, verses 24 to 25 says this.
在希伯来书十章二十四到二十五节是这样说的。
And let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some,but encouraging one another, and all the more you see the day drawing near.
又要彼此相顾，激发爱心，勉励行善。你们不可停止聚会，好像那些停止惯了的人，倒要彼此劝勉，既知道那日子临近，就更当如此。
See, Scripture teaches that God expects His people to participate regularly in worship gatherings with other believers.
这些经节告诉我们，神要求他的子民定期的和其他信徒一起的来敬拜，聚集敬拜。
Some of the audience in this letter seem to have the habit of forsaking the corporate gathering.
希伯来书的读这本这封信的对象呢，他们好像有这个习惯，就是不定期的参加聚会。
Now the word to forsake or to neglect carries a sense of intentionally neglecting to do this action.
这些停止聚会这些词语呢，表现出这些人是他们是故意的不参加聚会。
And so they were spiritually backsliding from their obligation to gather with brothers and sisters in Christ.
所以呢，这些人呢，是从他们这个应该与其他信徒一起聚会敬拜的这个责任上呢，他们倒退了，他们后退了。
See, the neglect of church gathering is often an indication of someone being spiritually unhealthy.
如果有人不重视教会的聚会，这就表明他的属灵里面呢，不太健康了。
And if the habit of not gathering for corporate worship persists, it could lead to the abandonment of the Christian faith.
如果这个不定期的聚会的这个习惯一直持续的话呢，这可能最后导致抛弃了基督的信仰。
Now this is not to say that there are no exceptions.
当然呢，也是有一些例外情况的。
Sometimes circumstances can hinder us from corporate worship.
当然有一些情况呢，可能使我们不能来参加集体的敬拜。
Just give you some examples.
比如说
，You become ill and you're sick, you're bedridden, you're not able to come to the church.
你可能生病了，可能你躺在床上都不能来参加聚会。
Maybe you recently had a newborn baby.
或者是你最近呢有一个新生的婴儿。
Or perhaps some kind of crisis has happened in your home.
或者呢，你家里发生了一些紧急的状况。
So those could be the exceptions.
这些呢，都是一些不能来参加聚会的一些特例。
And this may be a sensitive thing to say. If you have to work on Sundays, then I strongly encourage you to do whatever you can to prioritize the regular Sunday gathering.
如果你必须在周日这一天工作的话呢，我强烈的鼓励你呢，一定要优先的考虑来教会聚会这件事情。
You see, the Bible warns those who intentionally forsake the gathering of the church.
圣经里面呢，专门的有，警告那些故意不常参加聚会的人。
It says in Hebrews 10:26-20, chapter 10, verses 26 to 27, "For if we go on sinning deliberately after receiving the knowledge of the truth, there no longer remains a sacrifice for sins, but a fearful expectation of judgment and a fiery of fire."Fury of fire that will consume the adversaries.
希伯来书的十章二十六到二十七节这样说：因为我们得知真理以后，若故意犯罪，赎罪的祭就再没有了，唯有占据等候审判和那烧灭众敌人的烈火。
See, failing to gather with God's people is a serious business in the eyes of God.
不和神的子民一起来聚会，在神的眼中是一件严肃的事情。
And may God's judgment be a fearful warning for us not to forsake corporate worship.
愿意神的令人害怕的这个警告，让那些人呢不要再不参加聚会了。
See, one of the signs of spiritual backsliding and potential apostasy is a lack of regular church attendance.
在属灵里面退步、倒退，或者是甚至到脱离信仰。的一个标志呢，就是不参加定期的聚会。
And not only that, Scripture tells us that the day is drawing near.
而且呢，经文也告诉我们说，那日子临近了。
See, the day of Christ's return is upon us.
主耶稣回来的日子临近了。
Therefore, it is all the more important not to neglect the gathering of the saints.
所以我们就更不应该忽视与信徒的聚会。
It is all the more important to edify and encourage one another spiritually in our gatherings.
那就我们就更应该在我们聚会的时候来互相的教导和鼓励彼此。
Now, in the 12th century, there's a Gothic architect that made an incredible discovery with the development of what we call the Gothic arch, right there in the slide. used in castles and cathedrals and even in churches.
在十二世纪呢，哥特式的建筑师们他们发现了有一个发现了一个技巧，就是使用这个拱形哥特式的拱形门。这个拱形门呢，常常被用在建筑城堡，或者是天主教堂，或者是教会。
I see the arch's strength and stability came from stone leaning on each other, leaning on its neighbor, allowing the roof's weight to be supported by the arcs rather than the walls.
这个拱形门的坚固和稳定性呢，就是来自于它的每一块石头呢是紧紧靠在旁边的一块石头上面，这样呢就使得这个顶的重量呢，屋顶的重量呢，不再被薄薄的墙所支撑，而是被这个拱形所支撑。
And so this innovation enabled thinner walls and the inclusion of stained glass window, which then facilitate the construction of larger structures.
所以呢，这项在当时的这个创新的建筑方法呢，使得人们可以使用更薄的墙，而且呢，可以在建筑物上面安装窗子，可以使这个建筑物的大小呢就更大。
And so this mutual support in architecture really illustrates a spiritual lesson for the church.
这个互相支撑的这个在建筑上的这个互相支撑的这个概念呢，其实可以运用到我们的属灵生活里面来。
See, as members of the body of Christ, we need to lean on each other for strength.
我们作为耶稣的身体，我们需要依靠彼此。
And when we stop supporting one another, we fall.
如果我们不依靠彼此的话，我们就会跌倒。
See, when we come physically together, God uses our time together to edify our soul.
当我们实体的来聚集在一起的时候呢，神就用我们这些聚集在一起的时间来启迪我们。
You see, the English word for edify or edification comes from this word edifice.
在英文里面，启迪这个词、教导这个词呢，是来自 edifice 这个词的。
And this word edifice means a large size building.
这个 edifice 这个词呢，是意思就是说一个规模比较大的一个建筑物。
And what's interesting is that this word edification in the Greek language literally means the building of a house from the bottom to the roof.
在希腊语里面，这一个词的意思呢，是说从下面到上面建造一个建筑物。
And so as the body of Christ, we are to edify and we are to build each other up so that we can grow deeper in our relationship with the Lord.
所以呢，我们在属灵方面也是如此，就是我们彼此的建造，以至于我们跟神的关系呢越来越近，越来越深。
And therefore, as Christians, we need each other.
所以呢，作为基督徒，我们需要彼此。
Now, for those of you who are tuning in via live stream, and if you are a member of Oak Ridge Baptist Church, then it is your obligation to gather physically here.
对于那些在网上听这个讲道的人来说，如果你是我们教会的会员，你有这个义务来参加实体的聚会。
And see, since church by definition means the assembly of the redeemed people of God, then tuning in online cannot fulfill that definition.
因为圣经里面对教会的定义，就是从黑暗中被召出来的圣民的得赎圣民的聚会。如果在网上聚会呢，网上聚会并不符合这个定义。
See, live streaming cannot replace the regular physical gathering of the church.
网上聚会并不能代替实体的和基督徒一起的聚集在一起这样的活动。
And since God defines church, we have no authority to redefine it by our own wisdom and our own action.
因为神他定义教会，给出教会的定义，所以呢，我们不能，我们也没有这个权限去定义教会。
And therefore, I really encourage you to return.Return to the regular gathering of the church.
所以呢，我鼓励你呢，要回到实体的聚会来。
But what are the benefits? What are the benefits of corporate worship?
集体敬拜有哪些好处呢？
Born from the book The Habits of Grace, David Matthes explains 5 benefits of corporate worship.
刚才我们提到那本书《蒙恩的习惯》，这本书里面呢，讲到了5个好处。
First, there's awakening.
第一呢是苏醒觉醒。
I say, I'm sure we often feel disoriented when we come to church.
我知道有些时候我们来到教会的时候呢，我们会觉得有一点迷失。
It's possible that it's due to the challenges of life.
这可能是因为我们在生活里面所经历到的一些挑战。
But corporate worship should help clear our minds, recalibrate our spirits, ignite our hearts, and awaken and strengthen our faith.
但是呢，集体的敬拜呢，应该可以帮助我们来整理我们的思想，重新来调整，点燃我们内心，点燃我们心里面那个爱火，唤醒和坚固我们的信仰。
The 16th century reformer Martin Luther found that the gathering with others in worship rekindled his spiritual fire as opposed to just being at home.
16世纪的改教家马丁路德呢，他就感觉到呢，比起一个人在家呢。他说和其他人一起的敬拜呢可以重新激发灵火。
And so I hope you experience some sort of awakening when we are gathering as a church family.
我希望当我们聚会的时候呢，你也可以经历到一些觉醒、苏醒。
And second, there's assurance.
第二个呢就是确据。
See, a second benefit of church gathering is the community dynamic that we have.
第二个好处呢就是我们聚集的一起。聚集的时候呢，我们有一个群体的一个互动。
You see, it should fulfill our desires for belonging, having a shared mission, and boost our assurance of faith.
这个互动，这个集体的聚集呢，满足我们对归属感的需求和一同侍奉的需求，而且增强我们的信仰。
You see, God created us for community to assure us of the credibility and connection of our faith to Jesus.
神把我们造成一个群体，就是要我们坚固信仰，与基督耶稣连接。
Third, there is advance.
第三个呢，就是长进。
See, corporate worship is essential for our sanctification.
集体的敬拜呢，对我们的成圣是非常必要的。
Sanctification means the process of becoming more like Jesus and more holy.
成圣的意思呢，就是说我们越来越变得像耶稣，越来越圣洁。
Corporate worship provides general encouragement and consolation.
在我们聚集敬拜的时候呢，我们得到鼓励和安慰。
It should transform us as we behold Jesus together in worship.
当我们一起来注目耶稣的时候呢，敬拜可以来转化我们。
And the Holy Spirit uses scripture and prayer and songs and sermons to meet our specific needs.
圣灵呢，使用经文、祷告、讲道。诗歌来满足我们具体的需求。
They're not just informing us, but really healing and transforming us in the moment.
这些活动呢，不光是给我们提供一些信息，而是来真正的来转化，在这一刻就来转化我们，来治愈我们。
See, through corporate worship, God can change both our minds and even our hearts.
所以呢，在集体的聚会里面，神来改变我们的思想，改变我们的心。
Fourth, accepting another's leading.
第四个好处呢，就是接受他人的带领。
You see, in corporate worship, we are guided by others' decision on, you know, preaching and prayers and songs.
在集体的敬拜里面，我们是要去跟从别人的在讲道、在选择诗歌带领。祷告方面的带领。
It requires us to follow and to respond humbly to others' leading.
这就要求我们去跟随，谦卑的回应，跟随。
See, this corporate worship, this dynamic helps believers like us to practice receiving guidance and engaging with God under the direction of others.
这个互动呢，帮助我们呢操练，从别人那里接受指令，与神相交。
And fifth, there's accentuated joy.
第五个呢，就是极大的喜乐，更加喜乐。
You see, in corporate worship, our awe and our adoration and joy in Jesus should be heightened and it should be multiplied.
在集体的敬拜当中，我们对神的敬畏，我们对他的爱和在耶稣里面的那个喜乐呢，应该是倍增的。
See, there is a Swedish proverb that said this: a shared joy.It's a double joy.
有一个瑞士的谚语呢，是这样讲呢，快乐分享出去呢，快乐就会倍增。
See, this shared experience in corporate worship brings unique benefits as we mentioned, awakening, assurance, and accepting others' leading.
我们在一起的敬拜呢，可以带来刚才说到那些好处，就是觉醒、确记和接受别人的带领。
And see, the secret to this joy lies in self-forgetfulness.
那我们得到一个极大的喜乐的原因呢，是在集体的敬拜当中，我们忘记了自我。
Meaning that we focus on the glory of Jesus.
意思就是我们注目于耶稣的荣耀。
And we become more aware that our deepest longing and our deepest satisfaction is found in Him alone.
我们在集体的敬拜当中，我们就更清楚地意识到我们的最深的渴望和满足只能从耶稣基督那里来。
And so I pray and hope that this message has already covered some of the applications for all of us as Christians.
我希望呢，以上的信息呢，已经讲到一些集体敬拜的一些实施的方法。
Again, the main idea is this: gathering for corporate worship as a church must be our priority.
再重复一遍，中心的信息呢，就是教会聚集在一起的敬拜必须是我们的优先次序。
And that we're to be the church by participating in the physical gathering of corporate worship.
我们借着实体的集体敬拜而成为教会。
But let me ask you the most important question that is both theological and also practical.
让我来问你们一个最有神学意义和最也是最实际的一个问题。
How does our Lord Jesus Christ view the church?
我们的主耶稣基督如何看待教会？
How we view the church ultimately doesn't matter.
我们自己怎么样看待教会，其实并不是那么重要。
How we view the church is not from our self-interest and our human ingenuity.
我们怎么样看教会，不应该从我们自己的私利，或者是从我们天然人的智慧。
How we view the church should be the way Christ views His church.
我们怎么看智慧，应该和耶稣他自己怎么看智慧一致。
See, the Apostle Paul says very clearly in Ephesians 5:25 that Christ loved the church and gave Himself up for her.
使徒保罗在以弗所书五章二十五节说：“正如基督爱教会，为教会舍己。”
See, the church is also described as the bride of Christ.
教会呢，也被描述成是基督的心腹。
You see, Jesus Christ died on the cross to save His bride.
主耶稣在十字架上受死是为了他的心腹。
Our Lord Jesus is more concerned about His church than even all of us combined.
主耶稣关心关怀他的教会，超过我们所有人对教会的关心。
He loves the church more than all of our love combined.
他爱教会，超过我们所有人对教会的爱加在一起。
He cherishes and He cares about the church more than all of us combined.
他在意教会，他关怀教会，超过我们对教会的在意和关怀加在一起。
And so we ought to, brothers and sisters, we ought to look at the church as Christ sees the church.
所以呢，我们应该用耶稣的眼光来看教会。
And one of the ways we show our love for the church is by gathering together.
我们表现我们对教会的爱的一个方式呢，就是聚集在一起。
Are there grandparents in this sanctuary? I'm sure there are grandparents, right?
就像祖父祖母，我们在这里有很多祖父祖母。
There's one right there.
Sam 就是一位。
Just as grandparents love to see their children and even grandchildren gather together for a meal, I assume that's correct, right? You love that, right?
就像祖父祖母喜欢他的儿女和他的孙辈的儿女们聚集在一起来用餐一样。
And so God loves it when His children gather together for each other and to worship Him.
神呢也喜欢他的子女，他的儿女们聚集在一起来敬拜他。
And so I encourage you not to mark yourself absent on the Lord's day.
所以呢，我鼓励你呢，不要再缺席教会的聚会。
You see, may the Lord open your eyes to see the beauty of the church.
我愿意神打开你的眼睛，让你看到教会的美。
Let's pray.
让我们低头祷告。
Thank you, Lord, for this time that we get to have.
谢谢神给我们这样的一段时间。
Whatever has been said or heard, I ask that you use your word to instruct us.
我们讲了这一些，我求你来用你自己的话语。
Give us a a better and a stronger understanding of the church.
让我们明白，更好地明白教会是什么。
And why we are to gather together.
我们为什么要聚集在这里。
And even be gracious to us when we struggle to come on the Lord's day.
让我们在这个主日来到教会有困难的时候，也来帮助我们。
Deepen our spiritual discipline of the church.
让我们在更有更有更自律来到主的教会。
Help us to love one another as you, Jesus, loved the church.
让我们彼此相爱，因为主耶稣爱教会。
And I pray all these things in Jesus' name.
我们这样的祷告是奉我主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.